You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for Am I Curious, where you ask the question and we dig up the answer.
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Recently, we answered your questions about our roads as I talked with the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, Kirk Steidel. Well, turns out you had a lot of questions. So let's continue talking roads with MDOT. And here's today's question.
Hi, this is Ryan True from Rochester Hills. Why does the state of Michigan, especially Metro Detroit, use so much rock salt? Would it be feasible to use sand or a sand-salt mix?
Kirk, what do you think?
Well, we use a sand-salt mix, but we use it in areas where we have ditches and not where we have enclosed sewers. Because just all you have to think about is you put sand on the road, and it's in an enclosed sewer, and then it goes down the drain. It does not flush all the way out. What it does is plugs up your drains. So then you've got to spend maintenance efforts to go in and clean out the drain so you actually have a full drainage system as well. So we do use sand and salt, but in areas where there aren't enclosed sewer systems. The amount of salt that we've used also has dropped significantly over my career. We used to really, really pour on salt, and there's been a lot more research and practices put in place that have reduced that amount, even so much as they do a scatter test. They did a test for how the salt comes out of the back of the truck to make sure it doesn't bounce off the road and doesn't do any good in the ditch. So they've done lots of research on that piece. So we can, and we have, reduced the amount of salt, which is, frankly, the environmental impact and to all of our cars as well. And they try new additives, and they put new treatments down on the road ahead of time to try to stay ahead of it. But at the end of the day, that is the most cost-effective material out there is de-icing salts. There are some other chemicals, but they cost significantly more. And we use those, say, on the Zewaukee Bridge and a couple of other structures that we really do not want that damage from the salt. We cannot afford that salt to get into some of those tendons on that.
Well, Kirk, to your point about the environmental concerns, certainly people worrying about salt ending up in our freshwater ecosystems, and we certainly know what salt does to roads and automobiles. And there are other states experimenting with some interesting alternatives. New Jersey, North Dakota, and others are using a mixture that includes beet juice. New Hampshire and Maine use one with molasses, according to the Detroit News. Is MDOT exploring other alternatives? Could there be a better way?
Yeah, there are. In fact, we used beet juice probably 10 or 12 years ago, and it works. What we also got was a significant amount of complaints about the smell. People would bring it back to their house, and it would be on their car, and they'd drop in it. Really, really smelled. So we've experimented with those as we work with researchers that come up with a new one. We experiment with those at the same time. So if there's a better mousetrap out there, we'd love to have it and love to use it. If somebody knows of one, please send it along.
That's Kirk Steidel, director of the Michigan Department of Transportation. And if you've got that better idea, we've got a link to MDOT's contact page on our website, michiganradio.org.